concerned about the well-being of humankind as a result of the disastrous impact of climate change, our association members from different countries in Africa organized and hosted the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet live video conference in the largest city and capital of Togo, the city of Lomé, on May 9, 2009. Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously accepted the invitation to be the guest of honor and shared her insights on the issue. Approximately 2,000 participants from all walks of life attended the conference, including important personages such as Mr. Ahume Sunu Silegoji, Secretary to the Presidency, Mr. Leandre Gebenyeji, Representative of the Mayor of Lomé, Mr. Kwabina Owusu Akimpong, Deputy Minister of Tourism from Ghana, Thomas Took, representative of the Cameroon community, Dr. Kwasi Ofe Agyemong, the much-respected vegan naturopath, and Togo's famous singer, Vanessa Woro. The Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet was broadcast live on Nana FM, Nostalgie, Sport FM in Togo, Hot FM in Ghana, and Tokpa FM in Benin. In appreciation of artistic contribution during the Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends gifts to all performers. For their heartfelt performance, Supreme Master Ching Hai sends her number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds to the children. We now invite you to join us for the rebroadcast of the live video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet, held on May 9, 2009 in the city of Lomé, Togo.
The last question is from Mr. Kelvis Donklin, reporter from Ghana Hot FM.
Welcome.
Thanks very much, Madam, for what you're doing for nature and humanity. My question goes this way about global warming. We need to stop killing animals. That's one of the remedies for global warming. I would like to ask, most of our import frozen food is from the Western countries. We'd like to know what you are doing about educating the people out there for them to know much of what it is to cause the global warming, one. Second, my question has to go with the doctors that we have who has learned a lot about humanity, nature, and life, and who has to educate us not to eat much meat, but eat a lot of fish, which also boils down for us educating us not to eat or kill animals. I would like to know. And thirdly, people who have the aim of railing fishes in fish pond for their life, or probably importing it, selling it to take care of their home. I would like to know what is the measure taken to educate them to know about more about global warming. Thank you.
All right. All right, Mr. Dunkelin. Thank you for being with us today, and thank you for your concern. You are one of the positive journalists, and we have so much respect for these people, this kind of people. The kind of journalists like you are the one who help to bring truthful, positive, constructive information to the public. If there are enough journalists, reporters like you are, it will be a great help to our planet. To your question, sir, this is, of course, is a challenge for all of us. Again, as we have mentioned, the government and the media also should join with the public to re-educate our co-citizens in the whole world at large. The people who have to slaughter animals as a job for living, we could retrain them in other kind of job. They could be planting trees, taking care of the forest, instead of slaughtering the animals. Right now, we have green industry, which is a blooming business, which is a potential for the future. I am sure there are many occupations that these people can take part in. And the government have to give them subsidies until they are trained in a new occupation. There are not that many animals slaughtering people. We can re-educate them. And concerning the second question, that some people have to depends on exporting or importing meat to make a living, I think it's the same solution. Instead of importing, exporting meat, they will be importing and exporting vegan products. Nowadays, very excitingly, we have so many vegan hams, vegan chicken, vegan cheese, vegan sausages, all kind of delicious vegan food that looks the same to the old diet and tastes very beautiful, tastes very delicious. So these people, instead of importing, exporting meat, they can just importing, exporting vegan products. It will bring in a good income because everybody will change to vegan diet. So it is a matter of concept, you see. We have to change our concept. And the government should help these people. If they cannot stand on their feet immediately, the government's social security system could help them in the beginning. But nowadays, in many countries, there are not enough vegan food, so we can do that. Thank you, sir. We can export, import, plant organic vegan food instead of raising animals, slaughtering animals, or importing animals' products. We just reverse the action. Plant organic vegetable, produce organic protein, import, exporting vegan produce. God bless you, sir. God bless your radio station and your colleagues.
Thank you very much, Supermaster Ching Hai.
Welcome.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production: swine flu, Ebola Reston virus. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella. Bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS. Listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter. Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating: infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
That concludes the question and answer sessions. Thank you very much.
Master, thank you so much for answering all our questions. Thank you for explaining again how important it is for humans to follow a compassionate animal-free vegan diet, which will reduce our carbon emission to such an extent that we can actually reverse global warming.
After all this information, surely many of you would like to join the organic vegan movement.
I think everybody knows already what to do. It's just a matter of taking action and knowing that it is life and death matter. It is serious. We must do it. We should have done it already yesterday. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you who are involved and supporting this beautiful event. And thank you also all the people that come to share this important meeting. I would like also, and first, to thank all the distinguished speakers, including those who addressed us via video greeting, like Madame Juliet Gellatley of Viva, Dr. Shaw Chen Liu of the Academia Sinica, Mr. Jack Bayliss and Deputy Director Smith. My appreciation also to Monsieur Alonso, Dr. Ofei Ayeman, and Mayor Osi and his representative for their valuable support and speeches. We also thank you, all the media, the precious guests who lend your supportive energy to our special event today. I am so touched by the concern of the participants and by your thoughtful and intelligent questions. It is truly my honor to be part of this respected conference in the presence of all of you, the noble people here, and your pure spirit, which shines brightly in closeness to God. I am confident that your warm and determined heart can achieve the noble goal of creating a sustainable world for the gracious country of Togo and the entire Africa continent and the whole world. With your help, with your noble support, with your heavenly action, we will surely walk together toward an Eden-like world. God bless all of you. God bless us all so much. To succeed in our endeavor to save our precious planet. God bless Africa. God bless our world. So shall it be. Thank you. And I love you. Je vous aime.
Thank you, Master, for all your beautiful and very profound and touching word. Thank you for setting aside your time and for your patience and wisdom in addressing the issue of climate change and the importance of being organic vegan with us today. We would also like to take this opportunity to thank every one of you attendees to our Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference today.
Supreme Master Chin Hai, our distinguished guest, listeners at Nana FM, Nostalgie, Sport FM, Hot FM and Tokpa FM, viewers of Supreme Master Television and LCF, since tomorrow is Mother's Day, we would like to conclude today's conference with a performance dedicated to Supreme Master Chin Hai, dedicated to all of our human and animal mothers, and of course, dedicated to our marvelous mother, Earth. Please enjoy the following song by Vanessa Woru.
Merci à vous, madame et monsieur.
Merci encore.
Beautiful. Formidable.
Et nous, sake banao zao to vo Jabagbania we egea Fofofonu kyo la wo egea Mbasodo sojio Dadadadang kyo la wo egea Mbasodado sojio Fofofonu kyo la wo egea Mbasodo sojio Dadadadang kyo la wo egea Mbasodado sojio Mbasodado sojio Ah oui, tous les matins que nous voyons ne se ressemblent pas. Yahweh, toutes les nuits qui nous voient dormir n'ont pas la même couleur. Oh les vos, 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 oh les vos, 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 vos,
Merci. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup, maître.
God bless you.
Thank you very much. That was Vanessa Woru. Let's now go back to wish to all of our mothers a wonderful Mother Day with the next performance. The song is Love You Every Second.
Every second.
Every second.
We have been following you for a long, long time, but we never had the honor and pleasure of meeting you in person. We have been following you for a long, long time, but we never had the honor and pleasure of meeting you in person. We miss you,
miss you, miss you.
We love you.
Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
We miss you.
We miss you, miss you, miss you.
We love you. We wish we could replace your chest with joy and happiness. Anything you like, we'll stand by you. We wish we could replace your chest with joy and happiness. Anything you like, we'll stand by you.
We miss you.
We love you.
We love you, love you, love you, love you.
wish we could replace your jest with joy and happiness. Anything you like, we'll stand by you. We miss you, miss you, miss you.
We love you.
We love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
We miss you.
We miss you, miss you, miss you.
We love you.
We love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.
With you.
You too.
Yes.
Thank you. From my heart.
Thank you for your so lovely performance. I know that everybody like in the yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
We wish that this Mother's Day, every mother lives happily with their family, and the animal's mother lives happily with their family too. We also hope that all the animal and human can live in peace and harmony, and that we can keep this planet, Mother Earth, forever. Just be organic vegan to save the planet.
That's right. Be veg, go green.
Be veg. Go green and save the planet.
Thank you.
We can do it. We can do it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all mothers in the world.
Thank you very much, Master.
This concludes today's The Organic Vegan to Save the Planet conference. Thank you very much. Just remember, be kind, be organic, be veg, and go green to save the planet. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Je m'appelle Vanessa Ouourou, je suis chanteuse afro-classique togolaise. Voilà.
Que pensez-vous de cette conférence sur le réchauffement climatique?
Eh bien, je pense que ce sont de bonnes causes à défendre. Pour une fois, c'est naturel et ça parle de l'environnement, ça nous intéresse tous. Et donc, je crois que tout le monde doit y mettre sa main. Je crois que je vais vraiment me pencher à ma manière de manger, à mon alimentation. Je crois que je vais me remettre en cause et je vais voir ce que je peux faire. Voilà. Alors, je vais faire un grand coucou à ma grande maîtresse là.
Ouais, la solution, elle est claire. Pratiquez le régime. Oui.
We enjoyed your presence today for this rebroadcast of the live conference Be Organic Vegan to Save the Planet with special guest Supreme Master Ching Hai. Models of Success is up next after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. With God's grace, may your life flourish and bloom in joy and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.